Crop Watch, brought to you by Crary Industries and Ag Country Farm Credit Services. Our first stop on Crop Watch in the Perham, Minnesota area, visiting with Brad Guckett, professional agronomy. And Brad, crops around here are looking really nice.
Yeah, they're coming around pretty good. They look well for what we started out with. It was a very late spring getting in the field, and we really were really surprised at how we caught up with heat and moisture and things. It was dry, so the moisture caught up, and we're looking pretty good now.
Were there any emergence issues?
Yeah, we actually, in the corn crop, we had a lack of moisture for germination in some fields, so the stands are a little bit uneven starting out. The plants that we're going to are catching up, and the ones that aren't are just falling behind. And in the soybeans, we're seeing emergence from a few days after planting to 3 weeks after planting in spots, just depending on the field. So a little bit of a struggle there, but they're coming.
Yeah. And this area, too, had a lot of rain here over the weekend, but it's also sandy, light, with a lot of irrigation, so handle the water okay?
For the most part, yes. I mean, the 4 to 5 inches that we got is more than anybody wants at any one time, but in our sand it moves along quite quickly, so there's things we'll have to watch for there, washouts and fertility type issues. But we range anywhere from an inch and a quarter to 5 inches of rain, so we just have to watch and see how things come along. So definitely nice to have the moisture.
Yeah. How are guys handling weed control with that spotty emergence?
That's been a little bit of a struggle in terms of the soybean crop. With the uneven emergence, it's a little bit tough to keep after it. You just got to wait. You're seeing a few more weeds than you'd like to see, and sometimes you have to choose between the weeds or the weeds or the crop, so or the plants that are behind anyhow.
Our next stop on Crop Watch, also in the Perham, Minnesota area, visiting with Andrew Gorenz at the backyard. And Andrew, crops look fairly good.
Yeah, for the most part, things are actually ahead of schedule last year, even though things actually got planted a little bit later. But we're definitely ahead on their GDUs this year than we are comparative for most years. So,
see, most of the corn knee-high to waist-high by now?
Yeah, most of it. There's a lot of knee-high. There's some that even getting that close to that waist-high. For the most part, the corn looks good. The only exception I would say is some of this corn that went into dry dirt that was planted a little bit later. You can see some of the fields are a little bit uneven, we missed our rains in May than we usually get. So some of the corn is actually just starting to come up, but for the most part, especially the early stuff, that for the most part it looks all good.
Having any issues with the spring with that unevenness?
That later planted corn, there's going to be weeds coming here now. If you sprayed a couple of weeks ago, there's going to be definitely weeds coming again. The roads aren't covered, or they're just starting to grow, so they're still pretty uneven that way. So,
yeah. See, a lot of the hay has been put up already.
Yeah, first crop is for the most part done. I mean, there's still a few stragglers going on, but actually there's some of the aggressive guys are probably getting into maybe not second crop yet, but it's pretty soon here. I mean, it's growing up pretty nicely.
Quality of the hay been good?
So. I mean, first crop, there's fields that look nice, but there's some fields that are very uneven. I was checking some fields, and there's some weevils coming, I've seen. So definitely something you got to check out for, and maybe some, check her out, and maybe you have to get the spray before the second crop. So
sure, something to be aware of.
Yep, definitely to be aware of that.
Our next stop on Crop Watch in the Wadena, Minnesota area, visiting with Mark Hess at Leaf River Ag. And Mark, kind of a busy beehive around here this morning.
Yes, it is. We've got done with the rain, so now we're heading to back out and getting her done.
You been able to keep up with spraying?
Yeah, we're keeping up pretty good. We've had a few blowout days, but for the general, we are doing what we would consider to be a good year.
How's the crop coming along?
We are excellent crops in our area, all the way from the small grains, through the corn and beans and wheat and everything is just looking terrific at this point.
Looks like the small grain's starting to head out already.
Yes, yeah, that stuff is, we've been done top dressing and spraying that for a while, and it's the wheat is headed out pretty much. And
our next stop on Crop Watch in the Verndale, Minnesota area, visiting with Dan Fisher. And Dan, out feeding cattle here, maybe you can hear a little few of the calves in the background going, what about us? Because we stopped you in the middle of mid-feeding here. What's crop looking like for you?
Well, our it's been a challenge this spring because of the late spring, and then things went pretty well, and then all of a sudden the faucet turned on here. And east of Verndale in the last 10 days, I got hit with 3.5 inches of rain in 45 minutes. And then I got hit with 5.5 inches of rain, almost 6 inches of rain in 24 hours a couple days ago. So a lot of ponding of water, some culverts washed out. For us, we did get our fertilizer done first time across, and we did get our spraying done. I know there's a few challenges there, especially if you get south of Verndale a few miles. That's heavier ground, and I know them guys are having a lot of struggles down that direction.
Sure. And I said, kind of jokingly, I know the reason it rains so hard, you had the hay down.
Yeah, we had 100 acres of irrigated hay laying out there, and it got washed a few times. But I started raking it last night, and it's so wet underneath, you got to double rake it, but we're trying to get it off the ground and so that hay underneath doesn't die, and try to get it baled up. Looks like the weather might be favorable here the rest of the week.
Crop looking okay otherwise, other than the heavy rains?
Because of the heavy rains, the corn looks good, I think, the majority of it. I did get hailed on. I had 7 fields hailed on east of Verndale to the north. You can see that in the soybeans. There's because of the heavy rain coming down so hard, the soybeans, basically there's a few pretty nice fields, but the soybeans don't look as good as they should. The corn is good. There's a lot of corn in this area right now that's hitting waist high, so in good color.
And that's Crop Watch, brought to you by Ag Country Farm Credit Services and Crary Industries.